All right, I am Caleb Forberg here with KVSC 88.1 with head coach of the St. Cloud State football team, Scott Underwood. And coach, I'm going to talk a little about this past weekend and what you guys are looking forward to coming up with some games soon. First, coach, you guys had a big win this last weekend against Concordia St. Paul. What changed from this last game to last weekend's home opener?
Well, I think one of the key things, we got off to a good start, and you know, we executed in all three phases a lot better. You know, the week before when we were at home here, we put ourselves in some bad positions with A, penalties, and then B, we were playing, you know, allowed Winona to play on short fields. So one of the critical things was, you know, our offense was able to move the football. We had some big strike capability and some big touchdown passes. And then certainly our defense, I think, you know, up till at half they may have had 10 yards rushing or something like that. So we're trying to give them what would be one dimensional.
Speaking of some of those passing touchdowns, coach, Dwayne Lawhorn has got his first three games now under his belt. What do you say he's been struggling at, and what has he been really successful at so far this year?
Well, I think, you know, just trying to get accustomed and trying to get the first couple starts. You know, a week ago against Winona, a very strong defense, and, you know, they're moving around and played a lot of zone. You know, this weekend we saw mostly cover one, so it was man-free with one guy in the middle, and, you know, it's a lot easier to see where those guys end up as far as picking a route out and knowing where the openings are going to be. So probably better, you know, better man adjustments that he made than probably the true zone stuff that we saw against Winona.
Coach, this last week you guys had four different players that carried the ball at least nine times, including your quarterback. How important is it to get that rushing game going? Because it really seems like when you guys are running the ball well, you've been successful.
Well, it's obvious that, you know, if you can have the two dimensions there, you can keep defenses off balance. And, you know, gradually after some of the big strike plays that we had in passing, you know, they went to a cover two concept with two safeties. That allowed us then to even to run the ball a little bit more frequent, you know, because now you got another guy out of the box. So, you know, it's a little bit about what they're doing and the adjustments that you make.
At what point for Lawhorn specifically running the ball, do you kind of give him that freedom to, hey, take it when you want it, or kind of have those design runs for him? He's a very athletic quarterback.
Well, I think when people are, you have the extra hat in the box and the zone read stuff, you know, you're simply reading the end. If he's crashing down and take the running back, you got to pull and run with it. And, you know, if he's going to try to feather read you and slow play it, then we got to be able to get to the running back and get some positive yards upfield on it. So they can't add that extra hat on that play. And, you know, I think he's getting better at reading it, but there's still a little ways to go for it.
Coach, Jack Horder and Brady Westar, they lead this team in tackles. How would you assess the play of you guys defensively so far throughout the first couple games?
Well, I think, you know, right now we haven't had to defend the run as much as I thought maybe we would early on. You know, we're still trying to work on getting our fits. You know, we've given up a few more third down long plays than we'd like. So, again, trying to gel together, find out what our, you know, what we play best, whether it's in our nickel defense or whether it's in our base defense. You know, and I think between Brady, you certainly, those are, you know, Brady, we rely on him to be, you know, a guy that's going to give us a lot of pressure on the quarterback and certainly be active on the run game as well. And then Jack from the inside, you know, has had been pretty steady, you know, but still, you know, a few things we need to work with him on.
Coach, right now you guys are 2-1 on the year. How important is it for this team's confidence to stay above 500 and continue to win some games, especially maybe to string a couple wins together?
Well, we face a really strong Augustana team this weekend, and, you know, they're sitting at 2-1 as well, and probably the opener that I'm sure they'd like to have back. They've been getting better each week, and, you know, it'll be another strong opponent. And for us, we have to make that step progressionally about being able to get out and you know, get better each week, improve from where we were, you know, last week against Concordia and in the aspects that we fell short in. So, you know, each week's a different week based on personnel and scheme and certainly, you know, us trying to improve and then being at home.
You mentioned Augustana, and speaking of them, they had a good win last weekend against a good Bemidji State team. How do you guys plan to attack them, and what do you need to do to come out with a win?
Well, I think the key thing for us is, you know, as you mentioned earlier, we need to be able to run the football. If we can run the football, then you can set up some of your passing stuff. And, you know, they're going to be a better upfront team on their defensive line than we faced last week. Pretty similar to probably Winona. So both, you know, their strong points, O and D line typically for them right now. And so for us, we got to match up from our side and then, you know, be able to throw the ball and have the capability to do that if they're bringing an extra hat down to the box.
All right. Thank you so much, coach, and good luck to you next week. For KVSC 88.1, I'm Caleb Forberg.